This is a listener. She said, I live in Northwest Oklahoma. I've deleted her name for obvious reasons when you read this. I live in Northwest Oklahoma, the largest 501c3 Baptist church in the area. Emmanuel Baptist Church has a congregation of approximately 1,200 to 1,500 people. This is an estimation. The pastor of this church is Pastor Wade Burlinson. Pastor Burlinson has ties to many governmental agencies as detailed in his, quote, about page on his website, including the DEA, FBI, and the Homeland Security. I went and read most of it. Boy, he really pats himself on the back, let me tell you. I mean, I was almost convinced. He's such an amazing guy. Anyway, yeah. So he has all kind of good special buddy relationships with DEA, FBI, and Homeland Security. Oh, isn't Homeland Security the ones that are yoked up with the Chinese and the Russian troops? Yeah, aren't they always at the... They're literally the private army for Obama. This is another way now they're becoming more and more in charge of literally like the army, where they can give them direct orders. They're literally like the Nazi stormtroopers for Obama. They are the tip of the satanic spear from a militaristic standpoint. And the good old churches, the 501c3 churches, are now yoked up with them, tons of them, in secret agreements through the clergy response teams. I'll give you the links where I cover this, because I can't revisit all of that again. It was recently relayed to my brother about an EBC church member, the church that we just mentioned, that the church was having their board vote on removing the expensive wooden pews that they have had there for years. They were voting to replace them with folding chairs. At first, it was relayed to him that this was being done to allow for more seating, because you got to pack them in. However, it was recently told to him that this is in preparation for a catastrophic event. It was specifically stated that the folding chairs would allow seating to be removed so that cots, bedding, and generators could then be placed within the church in the case of a catastrophic event. Remember what I've been saying about these clergy response teams for years, the 501c3 church yoked up with the government, and the government tells them to preach Romans 13, do whatever the government does, the same thing that Hitler did, and that they're going to be used as pickup centers? And that the pastor is going to rat out all of his congregants, especially the ones that are pro-constitutional, pro-Second and First Amendment, pro-gun. He's going to rat them out, and that they're going to be told that when the time comes, you come and you get you come to the pickup points, you come and you get your vaccination to prevent against whatever pandemic thing, and then they'll be loaded on buses or trains and taken off to the re-education centers. The modern-day 501c3 church in America will be at the spear tip of doing all manner of evil against the, quote, Christians of this country. Why? Because they got in bed with Satan when they took that 501c3 corporate exemption on, going all the way back into the 40s, into the 50s. The time is coming when Caesar is going to call in the chips, and all of these advantages they've got from their 501c3 exemptions, subsidies from the government, parishioners being able to write off their tithes and giving on their taxes, even though when the Bible says when you give, let not your right hand know what your left hand's doing. In other words, you don't give to be seen among men. Okay? I mean, if that's your motivation. Understand, sometimes it can't be avoided, but you understand what I'm saying. Okay? A lot of these people do it so they'll have preeminence in the church, and so that they can write it off on their IRS unlawful taxes. And the IRS is basically the thing that gives the church the right to exist through the 501c3 exemption. So they're yoked up with Satan totally. Well, there's a price for all that. And the ultimate price tag for that is this. What we're talking about right now. When this happens. And it will happen. Unless God intervenes. And if judgment must begin at the house of the Lord, I don't think it's going to not happen. I see this as a big way, God, to judge the so-called church. Okay, so let's go ahead and continue on with this. I'll stop my raving here for a second. They were voting on to replace these wooden pews with folding chairs. At first, it was relayed to him that this was being done to allow for more seating. However, it was recently told to him that it's in preparation for a catastrophic event. It was specifically stated that the folding chairs could allow the seating to be removed so that cots, bedding, generators could then be placed within the church in case of a catastrophic event. Remember, these are going to be one of the chief vaccination point centers, okay, and pickup points. What type of event was not relayed to me, nor the timing of the expected event? I've researched this remodel of this church, and it is true. Here are the before and after pictures. There's links to it right here. You can click on in the PDF. Further research shows the railroad tracks run adjacent to the church building. Oh, how convenient. I look, if you click on this link, well, I'll read this. It says they are next to the parking lot, west of the church, and not even 150 feet away from the building. They can be seen on the map provided on their visitor page. Now, what you have to do is if you go into this link, you click on the map, and then it has a little plus or minus button. You click on plus, and it'll go magnify, and you'll start to see the railroad tracks run diagonal on the west side of their property, and it is 150 feet from the building. It's a little line with like a little cross through it every so often, like a little line through it. That's a railroad track. How convenient.